Hey guys, Butters from South Park here. Just want to make sure you have your parents' permission to be listening to this. You know, sometimes we talk about some pretty racy things, like boobies. Well, I guess I'd better get going now. Enjoy the show.
Please state your name.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Please state your purpose.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, powered by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter. Read reviews, choose your own commission plan, and learn more about Mark at markcharter.com.
Now, hear this.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams, Mark Charter.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Adam Gray.
And Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to an actual Friday podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Of course, it's presented by Iowa's most recommended realtor, and that's not just a BS slogan either. He really is Iowa's most recommended realtor, and he also knows how to fan the flames on message boards. Mark Charter, MarkCharter.com, Mark Charter Real Estate. What's up, Mark?
You read that? When I fanned the flames?
See, I didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, man.
And then I was having beers with Bloom on... It was like last like Sunday or Saturday. I don't even remember. And Bloom's like, man, Charter's really taking it on the message. I was God, like, huh?
God bless you, you fanatics out there. And you know what I remind myself? So here's a perfect example of what you're talking about. I can start a post. And I did start a post this last week where I said, I'm going to give $100 to the 8th person that emails me. And no catch, no extra stuff at all. That was just it. And you can do a post like that. Not just on Fanatic, but anywhere online. And people will run with it in a negative direction. So that post can quickly turn into, look at this guy showing off his money.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the case is. What made me feel a little bit better, though, was, Williams, when we were talking about this, you said some of the people that were hating on me are the same people that hate on you.
Yeah, they just hate on everybody.
So they're just haters. And then on a previous one, somebody was Perky for Herky. Was the name. I'm like, well, I don't care if a Hawk fan's hating on me. Because,
yeah.
I mean, they're on a site message
that's
board.
That's a good message board name.
It's a badge of honor to be hated by a Hawk fan.
Yeah. So the funny thing was, though, and I'll admit this, and if I say this live on the podcast, then I'm sure I'll get more of it. But I have a good sense of humor, I think. And so I posted my email address, obviously, so people can email me. And then over the course of the next few days, I've been getting subscription emails, like left and right, from like all sorts of websites. Like, thank you for subscribing to whatever. Please confirm your subscription. So people have been subscribing me to stuff, which I kind of think is funny.
Like pornography?
No, nothing major, but like, you know, Drudge Report and like crosswalk.com and just all this random stuff has been coming in. So
sorry about that.
Yeah. Thanks, Gray.
Adam Gray's here, too.
Yeah, I am. Thanks for introducing me.
I introduced the sponsor first, and then I was going to get to you.
What am I most recommended of?
You're the most recommended sales director at Cyclone Fanatic.
God, that sounds good. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does. You should get that on your business card.
I should.
You're apparently the sexiest member of the podcast.
Wow.
You're the most recommended lay. There you go.
The most recommended lay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. My wife's been emailing you a lot, telling you that, or what?
She can't hear this. She doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't.
So.
She doesn't.
You know, we can say whatever we want.
Going back to you as far as turning a positive into a negative, it is it's funny how that kind of is going on all across the message boards right now. Let's say Paul Rhodes tomorrow goes out and signs a 5-star recruit. You know what it's going to say? Man, if only Paul would have got that 5-star recruit 4 years ago, he'd probably have his job next year.
It would be too bad he won't play for Paul for more than a year.
Instead of being like, holy crap, Iowa State just landed a 5-star. That's awesome. Good job, Paul. Keep it up, man. It's, oh, well, you should have done that 3 years ago, buddy.
That's why I had so much fun recording that 5 Favorite Games podcast with Bloom.
Yeah, it was a great podcast.
Thank you. We didn't have to be negative. We could just...
positive.
We could just have fun.
I'm gonna go back and give that a listen. By the way,
it was fantastic.
I haven't heard it.
If you have an hour and a half of your time, it's a long podcast.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the point of these, though.
No, I like it.
We want to dig deep into these topics where we don't have to worry about like the breaking news or you know what I mean. Where
did you guys do that live from Applebee's? Did you go up there or Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, we'll probably do one or two from there. The problem is with our schedules.
Yeah.
I don't get off the air until 7 now. Bloom has a full-time job.
Yeah.
By the time we recorded that at like 9:30 at night is when we started. So it's really difficult to move around.
On the message boards, because I'm curious, do you guys think, so if you look at your top 10 what I'll call haters on Fanatic, are those people just kind of just kind of dicks, for lack of a better word? Or are they actually nice guys, but they just get off on doing that type of stuff?
That would be my guess.
I think most of them are nice. I do. I think some people take themselves too serious, though. They're nice, but they take themselves too serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I take it. Because there's a lot of people. Well, shoot, a good story is when Chris and I first met via message board. I wasn't a big fan of Williams.
Really? No, but what did I PM'd you and we talked, and now he's one of my best friends.
Yeah. What did you?
What I do to my haters most of the time. I'll just send them a private message or.
And just try to be as nice as possible.
It's not even that. It's more like, what's your problem, man? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's talk it. Like, why do you hate me so much?
Which I haven't done that. On the message board, I alluded to the word hate, and then somebody came back on the message board. This wasn't a private message saying, well, hate's a strong word. But my point is kind of what you're saying. It's like, okay, so Gray hated you or didn't like you or disliked you.
I didn't hate him.
And now you guys are friends. But my point is, these people that say this, if they were local, my hunch is that if I took them out for lunch, they'd probably walk away saying, oh, he's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, but they don't want to do that, or they don't want to come out of the shadows behind their screen names. So you don't know. You can't have a fair conversation with them.
And that is the fun of a message board, too, is you can kind of be a different person if you choose to be. You can be whoever you want to be on a message board. So
I would venture to say the overwhelming majority of the people on our board are really good people.
I would agree. They're just Cyclone fans.
I've done it. Like, I was a little punk on a message board when I was like 15. Like, I got kicked off of one. It was like a dirt track racing one. I'm not kidding.
There's message boards back then?
Yeah.
15 years ago?
Well, I guess probably a little bit older than that. It would have been like when they're first starting, though.
Really?
Yeah, I was a jerk because I'm like,
you
know,
I'm
behind you. Everything.
Yeah, you think you know everything and you're behind an anonymous name, so I could say anything I wanted to. So, like, I get it.
I feel sorry for the mods. They have to read everything.
And they do a great job.
That's why we have a lot of them.
Yeah. They've been stepping in and closing things down. And, like, I think that people think on one of the ones that I was involved with, the back and forth, that did get shut down.
Yeah.
I got the impression that people think I shut it down.
No, it was me.
I have no power over that.
It was me, yeah.
You know?
Were you coming to Charter's aid?
No, I just thought it got to be a little too much bickering back and forth, and it was going nowhere from where it first started, which it started as Charter's giving away $100. Hey, here it is, giving away $100. Nice deal. And then it turned into just kind of a people bitching back and forth at each other. So I closed it.
I don't think I ever get unfair or mean in those things. I mean,
no.
If I have a position, I'll defend it, but it is what it is.
Again, even the people who are coming at you, I bet are good people.
They are. They're Cyclones.
Well,
prove
it then, people. Prove you're a good person.
I know
say something nice.
I know they can prove it. They can donate to our charity event coming up a week from today.
Yeah.
Boom.
At Benchwarmers, 7 o'clock. We got the GoFundMe page set up.
Yeah.
Now, from now until next Friday, I'm really going to hammer the promotion of this thing. We kind of dipped our toes, but we're really going to
jump in.
We're really going to slam it down people's throats here for the next week.
This is interesting because I had zero connection to what you had been talking about this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about Ponce City International, didn't know what it was, never heard of it in my life. But I talked to my father-in-law, who I'll bring up later for a game we're going to play. But I talked to my father-in-law the other day. I was out at lunch, and he said he knew Ponsetti was a professor of his in medical school. So knew him well and knows the main guy over at Iowa City that does club feet.
Marcondé?
Stewart. Stewart something. Wendell or something. I don't know. I'm going on. Like, good friends with him.
Okay.
So he's very in tune with that department and knows what they're doing and knows all about Ponsetti. So I'm going to try to get him down to the event next Friday.
Good. That'd be great. That'd be great to meet him. I tell you what, those folks are excited, though. They promoted it on their Facebook page and the Ponsetti page and everything. I'm pumped up.
I'm excited, too. It's going to be fun. Lights just flash, or is that just me?
That was you.
That was you.
I need to get that checked out.
What the heck?
That was weird. No, but I talked to the guy, the band. Pretty excited about that.
John McKee.
What's the band's name?
Oh, I should know this.
The Array.
The Array, yeah. I liked it on Facebook.
The Array.
Are they going to play any George Strait?
I think they will.
I think he'll play a little bit. The only sad thing, I asked him if they know Sweet Caroline, because I think you have to at an Iowa State party play Sweet Caroline at least once. He said they do not know how to play Sweet Caroline.
That's a hard band song to play.
That's more of like your cover, like guitar player who sings as well.
Yeah. You know, I know. But, I mean, it's Iowa State. I mean, you got to play a little Sweet Caroline.
Are we in favor of the Sweet Caroline?
Not at a football game.
I used to be.
It's a fun song.
Wait, are
Everybody
we...
likes it. It's more of a baseball song.
What's the score when they play it? That's the question.
We're usually losing.
Well, then don't play it.
I mean, it's Iowa State.
Then don't play it. I like it after a win, or if it's a fourth quarter up like 14 points, play it. Other
no, but
that,
they always
play it.
They always play it right before the start of the fourth quarter. That's when they play that song.
Not always, but 99% of the time.
They,
if,
they play it?
If we're losing, they play Living on a Prayer.
Or Don't Stop Believing.
Which I like both of those. I listen.
Don't go into your Jock Jams rant.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
I listen, I used to really like the Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
But like it's partly the Jock Jams, but just I feel like Iowa State is just quickly becoming corny, like with everything, like with the music at the events. Like I get like we're family friendly, yeehaw, and I'm a father now, so I appreciate that, and yeehaw. They do a lot of cool things. But like, I mean, it's corny.
Yeah,
it's corny. Like if you're a TCU fan,
yeah.
And you never been to Jack, and you yeah. come and you see us.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline. Bum, bum, bum.
See,
like, again, 5 years ago, Adam, I didn't have a problem with it.
It was cool.
Yeah, but like the more I watch this, and maybe it's because Iowa State's won 5 games in 2 years. Maybe that has something to do with it. I'm just.
Iowa State and Iowa have this in common, though, when it comes to music. Did you guys read, I'm sure you did, Ross Peterson's article?
Yeah.
About season ticket holder. Good article from his perspective. He was talking about the music there.
Yeah.
How everything they play was a top five hit, like, back in the 80s.
Yes.
It's like, who is running the sound? You should have a student.
Yeah, that's my point.
Like a current student.
I don't
knows what
care.
Other students
exactly.
Like.
No, what it is, though, is it's a CD that never, ever gets taken out. There,
it's there
at Kinnick. It just stays there. It's just got dust all over the top of it.
It's glued into the player.
They probably don't know how to take it out. It's probably the CD player stuck closed. And they're just like,
What is your guys' opinion of the intro at Iowa State football games, by the
it's
way?
Awful.
I don't. Dun.
Love it, baby.
That to me, okay, so Paul Rhodes is an older gentleman.
Yep.
Yes. He's in his 50s.
Early 50s.
God bless him if it pumps him
he's
up. But.
Early 50s. He's a motorcycle guy.
Yep. Yes.
I get that. It seems like something he loves.
Yes.
But nobody else does. Coach.
What does Quentin Buttridge love? That's what I want to
know. Coach Rhodes, hey, man, I wish you nothing but success. We love where the football program's going in general, but let's change up
screw
that
the
music,
coaches,
please.
Screw the current players. What do the recruits want?
They don't want that.
Yes.
They do not want that.
That is the question. From a recruiting standpoint, I am all up for changing whatever you need to do.
Do whatever.
To be cooler.
Yes.
I completely agree with you on that. But when you say TCU fans, what do they think when they come to Jack Trice Stadium and they hear Sweet Caroline? Who gives a flying bleep?
We look like a bunch of
idiots. I don't care.
Well,
Who cares what TCU thinks?
If a random TCU fan thinks we're corny, then a recruit's damn well going to think that we're corny.
But I don't care what a TCU – I care what a recruit thinks. So if a 50-year-old TCU fan comes here and thinks we're stupid, who cares what he thinks?
And you can say, oh, it's just a piece of music. Is it a big deal? Well, when it's your entrance –
it's your brand.
Music.
Yeah. It's your brand.
That should matter a little.
I know.
And in this case, I think it's kind of like – I'm speaking for him, but my guess is it's Paul Rhodes saying, you know what? I like it. We're playing it.
Probably.
Versus that shouldn't be the case at all.
Yeah.
It should be, what do my players want?
Yeah.
What do they want to hear?
I'll be honest. I never noticed the music like most people do. Like the intro until you, I think you might have brought it up last year. I never thought twice about it. It's not something I think about.
That's the time you want to get people pumped.
Yeah.
The start of the game. That's the opposite.
Yeah.
It does the opposite. Yeah. You're hopeful.
You're still tied.
You're hopeful at that point. No, that's absolutely correct. So I'm with
seconds.
You. I'm with you on that one completely. Absolutely, completely.
I might work on a column about the cornification of Iowa State athletics.
We've talked about it enough, so a column might be needed.
Yeah, I'm talking like 1,500 words, like go in depth on all the corny things that Iowa State's
doing. Can you interview the person that actually makes the choice?
I doubt they would probably go on the record.
Somebody makes the choice.
I would assume, and I don't know this, but like there's like a marketing/event like.
Yeah.
Event staff. I would assume that's where it comes. But at the end of the day, though, like it should be Pollard. You're the CEO. This is your brand you're talking about. This is not...
He should put someone in charge to make that decision.
Well, I know, but he should have a say in it. Like, if he's sitting back and going...
He knows what's cool right now.
No, obviously not.
A white dude in his 50s should not be making musical selections for sporting events.
And that's my whole point.
He should go to a club on Friday night in Ames, find somebody in there that looks like they can... They got some dance moves, and they seem like they've got a little bit of musical talent. Say, here you go. This is your job.
Well, and like a guy like me shouldn't make the choice. Like, if it was up to me, we freaking walking out to Jamie
Florida,
Johnson
Georgia
and
Limes.
George Strait, which would be stupid too.
They need a DJ, and not cheesy wedding DJ.
Oh my God, that's a great
idea.
They
need a DJ that's like...
Oh, and like is doing the PA.
Yeah.
I would absolutely hate that.
No, you don't know.
Shocking.
You don't know.
Shocking that Gray would be against that idea. What do you always say? You're the oldest 30-year-old.
30-year-old in the world. When I was 25, I said, I'm 25 going on 40. Yeah. That stuff's not for me, but hey.
That's hysterical.
Jock jams to me, it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh my God,
I don't
so
love it. It doesn't bother me.
Y'all ready for this?
It's part of... I'm a tradition guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for all the Fallcast listeners who listen to that.
You probably shower with that playing outside, like... And
he's
there's shampoo
like
in his hair and a jock jam. Oh, I bet he has it in his collection.
I don't, but I might now.
We have a fun game to play, by the way, today, guys.
Well, so Mark...
We're combining the game, though, so people can learn a little bit more about us.
Before we get to the game, you made a valiant stance that we would not talk about Iowa State athletics today.
But this is not...
Well, okay,
I'm so saying
I'm going to agree with Gray. No, I said, guys, we're not talking about Iowa State sports, and then we've been doing that. But we've been talking about an interesting part of it.
Yeah, and I think that...
What I didn't want to talk about was what recruits are coming in for football, our assistant coach search, all of that stuff, because people need a break. We got football, frankly, right around the corner.
Amen.
And that's going to be all that crap.
Dudes,
so,
I leave for Dallas. For Big 12 media days a month from today.
Boom. That'd be nice.
No, not nice.
Why?
Give me 3 months. I don't want...
You don't get 3 months, Ben.
Well, you should blame Hoiberg for that because you haven't had an offseason because of Hoiberg.
I absolutely blame Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
He should send you on vacation.
He should.
He's got a lot of money now. He can fork over a little bit of coin.
Chris, and give me courtside tickets to the Bulls.
Chris doesn't need any help paying for vacations.
Stop
money
it.
Too.
That's true.
They'll make me jump over this table.
Are you gonna? So I want you on record here because if you're a liar, I want it to be public. Are you gonna? You gonna take me to a Bulls game next year?
I would like to go to a Bulls game.
I'll drive. You know.
Yeah. Let's go to a Bulls game.
I'll pay for the hotel.
Let's go.
I just want the tickets through you.
Let's fly.
All right.
I'm the type now where
mega bus time.
Spend a little bit more and then just drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you come up with the tickets, I'll probably take care of the rest. I just want some good tickets.
I think I could maybe make that happen.
Yeah.
Driving to Chicago or flying to Chicago is so stupid.
No, it's not.
It's up and down, basically, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, but think about it.
You don't have to worry about
it. You leave. It takes you 20 minutes, 25 minutes to go to the airport. Then you got to be there 45 minutes early. It's Des Moines. It's not too bad. It's an hour and a half. Then you have an hour flight, 2.5 hours.
Say it's Mark and I, and we're flying to Chicago, right?
Yeah.
We're going to sit and wait for the flight. We're going to have a beer or two.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get in the air.
Yeah.
Probably have a Jack and Diet on the way.
Yeah.
We're going to land. Oh, shoot. We're already there. Bam. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to Wrigleyville, and we're going to wait out until the game.
Boom.
Instead of, I'm going to drive for 6 hours and not have a drink.
That's 6 hours? You're slow, man.
I know a few people with planes. What if we go private? Can I just get a buddy? Take us over there?
Yes.
Boom.
Count me in.
Boom.
Do you notice the change in mentality for Chris since he got that cakes and no job now? Like, I don't mind spending a little extra money.
More than anything, it's time. Like, time is
money.
I don't have time anymore to do anything. So if I can save 12 hours in a car and spend $200,
what is the net gain of waiting at the airport once, landing, waiting twice to come back versus conservatively 11 hours in the car? Probably.
Yeah. But we're talking about Chicago, though,
what are the net savings?
How many times flights in and out of Chicago on time?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a risk. Yeah.
That's a risky
play. You're rolling the dice.
That's a risky
play. But if we go private with Mark's guy.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we don't have to worry about it. But we could die.
Yeah, those little planes.
Little planes scare me. I'm not going to lie. They make me nervous.
What a way to go, though, right?
Oh, it'd be awful.
Chris Williams in a plane crash. No, it'd be
interesting. Again, you'd have to blame Hoiberg.
Can you imagine
in a plane crash?
Can you imagine the hate on the message board? Good riddance to that guy.
I know. They'd be happy I'm gone.
Dude, he always sucked, man.
Dude, Hawkeye Nation would have a banner day.
Wow, come on. They're not that petty, are they?
So what did I say? That the majority of people on our board are really good people. Yeah. I would say like 98% of our people are awesome.
Yeah.
About, I'd say 60% of those people are good.
60.
Yeah, there's 40%.
60%. That's a low percentage.
I don't know. I don't hang out over there very often. I used to, and then I would get like, just drove me nuts. So I just cut it out of my life.
Yeah. And you're happier now.
Yeah, I'm a happier human being.
Yep. Like when we hired Steve Prohm, I would have typically gone to Hawkeye Nation to see what they're saying about it. I didn't go because I don't care anymore. Like, there's a certain point in your life where you don't care what other people think. It's back to the TCU thing.
I totally
agree. Who cares what TCU fans think? I don't care.
I don't care what TCU fans think, but my point is if any outsider thinks that we're corny, like, the people who matter are probably going to think that we're corny.
Yeah.
To make a fair comparison on the corny thing, though.
We think it's cool.
It's not corny if you're winning. Winning is never corny. It's all about winning.
So, Chris, they've won 5 games in 2 years.
Start winning. The music has nothing to do with them winning.
It does not have anything to do with them winning, but it does have to do with the game experience. But the only way to be fair about this is to compare it to like other Big 12 schools. K-State, what do they play when they walk
K-State
in?
K-State is...
What is Oklahoma?
K-State's got a cool experience.
Their stadium's nice.
What do the other teams do? And on TV, you typically don't get to see that as far as their entrance music goes. So,
let's give Iowa State the benefit of the doubt here, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to give them the benefit of doubt and say that with the new stadium... There's another scoreboard. They're going to revamp things for 2015.
And I bet.
There's my column. Boom. That's a column.
What's our first?
You're going to put pressure on them.
When's the first game? Late August? Early September? When's the first home game this year?
September 5th.
So I guarantee you September 5th, I'm going to be in my new end zone seats because we're trying those things out.
Have a beer?
I'm going to have a beer.
Are you going to bring some milk?
I'll probably bring some milk. Yeah. In a canteen on my hip.
Sir? You smuggle some whiskey in here? No, sir.
That's just milk. That's just whole.
2%. You go whole?
Occasionally. I like whole.
No, you don't.
I do. I love whole. Whole's great.
Do you still drink breast milk, too?
I would if I could.
That is disgusting that you drink whole milk.
It's delicious.
Oh, my God.
It's like melted butter. That's what it is.
I want to hear from the Fallcast people on here. Do you like whole milk? Please put it in the forums.
No.
There's no one out there.
Nobody
likes whole milk.
Nobody around here
dude, it is
not too
it is
drinks whole milk.
It is delicious. My wife got mad at me the other day because our daughter drinks whole milk.
Well, yeah.
Because she's not supposed to have the other stuff because she's a year old.
A year old.
Yeah.
And she got mad at me because she saw me chugging the whole milk. And she's like, you got to save some of that for our daughter.
I agree with Katie on this.
But here's my point, though. My point is, come September 5th, I'm going to be there with my canteen of milk and my beer in the end zone seats. And guess what I'm going to hear? I guarantee it, man. Guarantee it.
And then
it's
change it. You got the student section.
Yeah. Yeah.
Falling asleep.
What's happening?
This was my grandpa's favorite song.
It's going to happen.
Seriously.
I feel bad.
I got to write this column. I'm fired up right now.
Should we play a game? I want to play this game with you guys.
Let's do it.
You got Gray jacked up.
And I'm on my toes. Like I'm like bouncing on my toes like this, high-fiving everyone around me. Like,
Gray
let's go, guys.
The geriatric section.
All right. We're going to steal.
You and my dad.
Well, your dad loves
My dad loves this stuff.
Sweet Caroline?
Oh, Dad loves Sweet Caroline.
That's the best part about going on these bus trips, Mark. So we'll take 2 buses down. Mike will make 2 CDs of all Iowa State songs. And he's like, about 45 minutes before we get there, I want you to put this in. The bus will be rocking by the time we get down there. And it's got Sweet Caroline.
You love my dad,
it's
Mark.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I've met your dad.
No, I know. But you're like, if you'd actually hang out with him. Yeah, you would really enjoy.
Mike's the best.
I'm going down to Clarinda tonight.
Ooh. Oh, did he get an invite?
No, it's for Father's Day. No. I didn't figure
you guys. No, we didn't get an invite. No.
Going to the Adams County Speedway tomorrow night.
I'm going to be down in Clarinda sometime this summer at the Shittily D.
Yeah,
I don't know when.
It's never going to happen.
No, it's going to happen.
He's never going to line it up.
No, why do I have to do it? Why
it's
can't we
hometown.
Do it?
It's your hometown.
Yeah, that's true. It is your hometown.
I'm down whenever.
Whenevs. Right. He's down whenever KXNO is not in the way.
I'm like, yeah, whenever. I have a ton of vacation time I can take.
Since time is money for you, are we going to fly to Clarinda, Mr. Big Money?
If Charter can line it up with his guy.
We'll see what happens.
Where do you land in Clarinda?
We got an airport.
You do?
Yeah.
Going
to the annual Father's Day flight breakfast on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Wow. Nice.
I'll probably hit the Shittily D tonight when I get there.
You should.
It'll be about midnight, but I'll go over and have
a beer. You need to warm them up.
There'll be 2 people there.
No, it'll be 5 or 6.
Are you counting Kevin?
Well, Kevin's the owner. I mean, he's always there.
He's got to be there. Chris's phone's going off. All right, we're going to play
Cheezer's texting me.
We're going to play a little game called We'll Steal Jimmy Fallon's title for this, Truth or Truth. So I asked you guys before today to text me.
Yep.
Four items about yourself. And I made my own list, which I'll read and allow you guys to judge as well. Here's the point of the game. I'm going to read the four things that Chris texted me, and Adam and I are going to try to guess. Of the four, two are true, two are false. Okay? So this will allow the podcast listeners to learn a little bit more about us and our past, as well as see how good of a liar we are. So I will tell you on the record, first of all, that Adam's list is better than Chris's list. So
it's not surprising.
No, it's not.
All right. So here's Chris's four items.
He has a lot more skeletons in his closet than I do.
Here's Chris's four items.
Honestly, I had a hard time with this because I'm such an open book.
Well, yeah. I know.
Like, you know pretty much everything there is to know about
Unfortunately.
Me. So yeah. That was my issue.
And actually, Chris's list is actually like three items because one of these is pretty obvious. So, all right, here you go. Here's Chris's list of four items. Okay. As a kid, Chris had his room decorated with posters of country music stars.
Okay.
Number two, Chris is deathly afraid of horses.
Okay.
Number three, Chris has a significant number of relatives who hate him. And number four, Chris believes he is better than us because he was born and raised in Southwest Iowa and not Central Iowa.
Okay, that's obviously true.
All right, I'm going to go true for that one as well. So that leaves three items. I'm going to go ahead and pick the true one out of the last three.
I don't think his family members hate him. In fact, I've met...
That's a hard one to believe. But he doesn't say all of them. He says a significant number of relatives.
I mean, that could be like second cousins.
Now, we know he loves country music, but he was trying to probably throw us with that one. Because I think he probably grew up with like baseball posters and football posters and things like that.
Hawkeye posters. He had Chuck Long posters all over his room.
I have a problem thinking that he's...
Tavian Banks.
Now, Chris's wife... Is a vet.
Yes.
So the fact that he would be deathly afraid of horses doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It doesn't mean
either.
He doesn't love them, though. I mean, like, he loves animals, so he could be afraid of an animal but still respect its life.
So out of that, even though I do think he probably has a couple of relatives that dislike him, I'll go with the country music stars reluctantly as the true one. Okay. I'm not real sure.
I'm actually going to go the horses one.
Deathly afraid of horses.
Deathly afraid of horses. I think horses scare him a little bit. And I'm going to go, obviously, the last one, that he thinks he's better than us because he's from Florida.
I'll give you that. You're both right. I do think I'm better than you.
Yes.
Because yeah. Southwest Iowa is better than Central Iowa.
All right,
so
Chris,
you both got that one correct.
Out of the other three, which one is the truth?
Deathly afraid of horses.
Boom. I know Chris.
Really?
I
Why?
Know Chris.
I don't like him. I refer to horses as the devil's dog.
Okay.
They're what other animal that is like tame and that we hang out with as human beings do you have to like approach in a certain way or they're going to kick you in your face and knock you out and potentially kill you?
Yeah.
If a horse goes, you know, and starts doing its thing, like, what are you going to do?
He does a pretty good horse.
That
impression.
Was actually phenomenal.
Yeah. That sounded good.
Oh, I.
For someone that hates horses,
I don't like him.
Have you ever been on one? Have you ever ridden
a horse?
Yeah. You've been bucked?
No, I've not been bucked, but I was kind of, I had a thing for this cowgirl in high school.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Daddy liked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy liked her. She did, like, the rodeos and all that stuff.
There's something sexy about a girl dressed up.
Oh, like, she'd, like, wear the boots to school.
Would
and
she
like,
tie the flannel shirt up just above her belly button?
Oh, she did all of it.
Yeah, that's nice.
She was a cowgirl.
Was it, like, Jessica Simpson and the boots?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
A piece of straw hanging out this corner of her mouth.
And I went horseback riding with her one time. It was very unnatural because I hadn't done it.
Were you?
She knew I. No, I had.
Were you straddling her?
No.
Was she in front? Were you straddling her?
No, I had my own horse.
Okay.
I thought he was holding on like a motorcycle ride.
No, I had my own horse, and she knew that I was afraid of horses because I was telling her like in class.
Yeah.
It's kind of my way of hitting on her.
Horses knew it too. They can smell fear.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Yeah.
And so
full Kramer
she's like, hey, you know, why don't you come out and I'll take you riding and we'll crack that fear of horses. And I'm like, all right. So we're out like riding around and she puts me on a horse named Rocket.
Yeah.
Which scared the bejesus out of me.
Old glue bucket.
Well,
Rocket.
Nonetheless, like we got on there and we're walking around like the pasture and everything. And it was actually kind of fun. Like I was enjoying it. I'm bonding with this horse.
Yeah.
As my crotch is straddling its back. And then all of a sudden she goes like, and the horse just takes off.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing. And I didn't know like how to ride it. So my balls are like just bouncing up and down on this thing, and it's really starting to hurt.
Riding a horse is painful. I've done it once in my life too, and it's not comfortable.
No, it's not the best.
So, but then she gave me some testicle saving advice on how to ride, and that wasn't a bad experience. But since I've been a little kid, I saw a kid get kicked by a horse, and it scarred me for life.
For the uninformed out there, if you ever go horseback riding and they give you a choice between the horse named Rocket and the other one named Molasses, you opt for Molasses, man. Yeah, Rocket can be for somebody else.
And about the other two, I actually had this. I did try and throw you. Mark had a good read. I had rappers hanging up in my room when I was in like high school.
Wow.
I was totally a wankster.
MC Hammer?
No, like DMX, Jay-Z, like hardcore stuff.
I forget how young you are at times.
Yeah. No, I like was into the hardcore rap scene there for a while. And then I realized who I was and got out the game. And all my relatives love me. I mean, why wouldn't they?
I was going to say, I've met a couple of your relatives. I don't think any of them dislike you.
No, they all love me. They think I'm great.
Because you were the one person that got out of Clarinda. Congratulations, Chris. Good job, buddy. I hope people from Clarinda that are listening. I'm kidding. I love Clarinda.
No, I do genuinely think that I'm better than you guys because of that, though.
That's good. I'm glad you think that.
All right, let's step things up with Adam here.
Yeah.
All right.
Good
so
luck with these, fellas.
First of all, so I asked Adam to send me. I got to read you the first one you sent me because that was classic.
Oh, come on. That's
No. This is fair game. So I asked him to send me the four things, right? Here's his list he sends me. Once made out with Kelly Kapowski. Once had sex with Jennifer Aniston, once nailed Halle Berry, and once cuddled with Scarlett Johansson. That was his original list.
I think Scarlett Johansson is the hottest of all of those.
No.
All right, Williams.
Probably fourth.
This is tough. This
really?
Is tough.
Kelly Kapowski in Saved by the Bell or no?
No, back then.
That's illegal, what you're talking about.
How's that?
She's got to be under 18 in
that. No, come on.
And Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
She was under 18.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm talking college years, guys. This is college years.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
She had a minor role, but...
All right, here we go. So here's the four things that Adam came up with. Williams and I will decipher these and decide the truth.
All right.
All right. Adam once walked the first five batters of the game against a second-ranked team in the state.
No way. They would have pulled him by then.
All right. Adam's first kiss makeout was while watching The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey. Adam never had a taste of alcohol until his parents dropped him off in college. Then his teammates, seconds after they left, pulled out a case of beer and we started doing beer bongs. And number four is, once while on a trip to Denver, I had an entire day to myself and went to see three movies alone. The last one was Sex and the City. Those are his. What's your gut telling you? All right, I'm gonna rule out one that I don't think is true at all. I don't think the beer bong one is true.
I don't either.
Like, right when he got dropped off,
that doesn't make any sense.
Because he would have said no, and he would have been.
You wouldn't have done a bong your first time ever drinking
because a beer.
Beer is kind of an acquired taste.
Yeah, so I'm gonna rule that one out as false.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
The baseball one has a smell of truth to it.
Because I don't think Adam was good enough to be starting against the number two team in the state. There's no way he would have gotten the start.
Maybe it was just his turn in the rotation.
No, it doesn't matter. If the number two team in the state is coming and the rotation is set and Gray is set to go against them, they're gonna modify the rotation.
Now, remind me on our previous discussions about rom-cons. Was he a fan or not a fan?
Yes, he likes them.
Okay, so Sex and the City is a possibility.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah,
the false one is the baseball one and the beer one.
And so you think his first kiss makeout was to a rom-com?
Yeah,
the Wedding Planner, and the Sex and the City one is also true.
That would be the way I would go.
I'm gonna go that the Wedding Planner is true, and I'm gonna go with the baseball one. I'm gonna say that one's true.
You think
as well.
He walked four in a row?
Five.
Oh, five in a row.
Okay. Tough start.
What do you think, Adam?
What do we got?
Jesus,
what happened there?
You screamed into the mic.
I didn't scream.
Yeah, okay, what? So
bad control work by you over there.
Jeez.
What do I think of my guesses?
Where are we at?
Each of you got one right.
Oh, okay.
I believe. What were your two again?
I said the Wedding Planner and the baseball.
Okay, and yours were?
He said
the Wedding Planner and the movie.
And Sex and the City. Okay, so all of them are true to an extent. I just changed a couple details to make two of them not true.
Okay.
So the ones that are not true, first off, is my first make out kiss was not to the wedding planner. It was actually to Love and Basketball.
Oh, okay.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, and that's it's a sexy movie.
Yeah, it did the trick.
That one scene where they play the strip horse.
Double or nothing at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy likes that scene.
God, please stop. Please.
Sine Latham is the girl in that, I think, in Love and Basketball.
Okay.
She's a female. She's a good-looking girl.
So when my parents dropped me off in college, my pitcher on my baseball team who helped move me in, as soon as they left, he did pull out a case of beer. He did say, hey, do you want a beer? And we ended up doing beer bongs. That is a true story. But the first time I ever drank was about 3 months before that at my spring break senior trip. I got up on stage and did a couple tequila shots stage. That was the first time I ever
drank. So that was a lie. Okay.
Yeah. But... So the story is true, though.
The Denver one is true. You saw three movies in one day.
So I saw three movies in one day. I was out there. I had nothing to do. And back in the day, I used to be I stole because I'd go to one movie, and then I would just walk into another movie is what I would do. And so I went to – I forget the first two movies, but the third one I was getting ready, and I was like, well, if I go back, there's nothing for me to do. What movie's going on right now? And I see right above me Sex and the City.
So you'd leave one theater and just go into the theater next door.
Go into the other theater, yeah. Don't do that anymore. You know, I've grown up a little bit in my day, but
– You can pay for your tickets now.
Yeah, yeah. So I walked in there, and I think there's one other – there's probably 50 – people in the theater, and there's one other dude, and he was with his girlfriend, and here I come walking in, only guy in that theater. And I will say this, not that bad of a movie. Not that bad.
Sex and the City movie was okay. The sequel was not good.
No, it wasn't good.
It's deceiving. You think you're going to see, like, at that age, you're hoping for a little nudity.
Yeah, I was about 22, 23,
yeah,
I want to say.
Well,
yeah.
I'm thinking a little earlier.
Did you see the sequel?
No, I haven't seen any of them. I've never even seen the show.
I've never seen the show either.
In the sequel, you know how a movie's geared towards women, how you can tell? There's a scene in the sequel where, like, there's a team of something, like polo players or whatever, and they're at this resort.
Yeah.
And basically, the whole scene is, like, them, like, kind of slowly coming out of the swimming pool and walking around, and their dongers are flopping around in their thongs. They're focused in on this.
Dongers.
Yeah, they're dongers. You know what a donger is, don't you?
Are you talking about women or men?
I'm talking about men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What women do you know?
That's why I was confused. I was thrown off there.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Not cool. It's too soon.
That's a woman with a donger. That's exactly true.
I don't know how it's too soon.
All right, here we go.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. So I did walk the first five batters of the game against Council Bluffs Lewis Central, who was second in the state.
Oh, Western Iowa team.
Yeah.
Whooping your butt. Not surprising.
Yeah, we only lost by one there, so I really let the team down. I got pulled after the first five batters. One of the lowest moments in my sports history, and I had a couple.
You walked everybody and they yanked you. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. And here's a story behind that, too. So I was so excited about getting this start. I think the week before I pitched against Urbandale, who was ranked 2, and I pitched really well that game. Or Urbandale or Roosevelt. Anyway, I lost a contact, and I was blind. This is before I had LASIK surgery, so I was blind without a contact.
Oh, big shot with his LASIK drop. Man, I wish I could afford that.
I might do that, by the way. Do you like it? Is it awesome?
It's fantastic.
All right.
Best thing I ever did besides marry my wife.
Ooh.
I had to get that in quick.
Yeah. That's butt kissing
there. Yeah.
Adam's wife isn't – she's not a fan of me anymore because I talked about her on the podcast one time.
Yeah, she –
What did you say?
Anymore. She was never a huge fan.
What did I say that offended her so much?
I don't remember. You say a lot of things that offend people, so it's hard to keep track.
You didn't go Marty Terrell on her, did you?
No, I love Julie. Okay. I think that, honestly, like, I don't know how Adam
locked
her in.
Yeah,
like, she's so much better than him.
You're such a great friend, Chris.
No, I mean it.
No, I really appreciate
that's
that.
That's a compliment.
Man. If I had to guess.
You were able to, I mean.
If you said, I don't know how you locked her in, she's a great girl, good job by Adam, that's a compliment. Saying she's so much better than him is not a compliment. It's not.
My guess for how he got her, though, would be roofies.
That is not funny.
No. All right.
No, but seriously.
No.
No, but seriously.
All right, so you're talking about when you walked four guys in.
Yeah, so I only had one contact then, and I probably
should've... So it's the contact's fault?
That's what he's saying.
It was blurry. I should have told the coach, never did until about a week later, and then once I told him, he proceeded to chew my ass for being so selfish, not to put the team instead of myself.
Right. I kind of agree with the coach.
I do too, looking back, but I was very selfish, and I wanted to pitch in that game.
He was right.
And I couldn't.
You're a competitor.
It. Yeah.
Wanted to compete.
And I was awful. It was an embarrassing.
Did you ever get to pitch again?
Yeah, I pitched again.
Yeah, you can't bench talent like that.
You were Mr. Baseball in Iowa, right?
No, I sucked. I was not very good.
That's why I was surprised, because you always tell me how much you sucked.
Yeah.
So I was surprised that they threw you against the number two team in the state.
My sophomore and junior year, I was pretty solid until the end of my – that was the end of my junior year, and then after that I sucked. Yeah, I got to be a mental midget. I got Rick Ankiel disease where I couldn't throw it over the plate. I was like Chuck Knoblauch for the second.
Hey, yeah, don't feel bad. That's the story of my entire athletic career.
The whole time.
See, like when I watch like Tiger all of a sudden like Duff one. And he's Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer in the world. And
no,
like,
he's not anymore.
Well, of all time, maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
And yesterday he hit a three-wood like 70 yards. Everyone's like, what's going on? He's got to have something mental. I go, I completely understand when you're mentally done
mental.
In your head.
It's mental.
I mean, it is so hard to come back from that. Because I went from being able to throw the ball strikes consistently. I never threw hard. But I could throw it right down the middle. To all of a sudden, I couldn't throw it within 2 feet of a strike zone.
Not to get on the Tiger Woods conversation, but like at what point does Tiger just say, screw it, and go back to Butch Harmon?
Would Butch Harmon take him back?
I know, but for a big paycheck. Absolutely, Butch Harmon would take him back. Or Hank Haney, like either one of those guys did great things with Tiger.
I don't think he would ever go back to Hank due to the book. I mean
did you read
the book?
Yeah,
you still have it. You haven't returned it to me.
Do you want that back?
I would like it back.
Oh, okay.
Just that put up in my library.
80s, okay. If he shoots 80s consistently, he's going back. He's not going to continue to embarrass himself. He's either going to go back or he's going to retire.
He's not going to keep shooting 80s, though. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to win, but he's not going to keep shooting 80s. See, here's the thing. He doesn't play enough golf anymore. And when all of a sudden the first golf tournament you played in 1 month is at the U.S. Yeah. Open, I'm sorry. I don't care how good you are. You're going to struggle because your game is not.
Didn't he just play refined. 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but any player that's one of the best players in the world can shoot an 80.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, he's barely playing tournaments
right
now.
The thing that helped his cause, though, yesterday and makes it look not as bad is Fowler shot 81.
Yeah, he kicked his ass.
And Fowler just won the PGA. So,
I know.
You know, he's a good golfer, but I don't know. Part of me likes seeing Tiger fail, but...
See, I'm a big Tiger guy. It's painful for me.
All right, Mark, what do you give us your list?
All right, you boys ready?
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
All right, here you go. I once snuck on a bus for a band trip so I could hang out with a girl, but I wasn't in the band.
Wow.
What instrument did she play?
That does matter.
That's important.
That's a very good question.
The clarinet.
Not bad.
I'm just thinking of American Pie.
Yeah.
If she was a tuba,
that was a flute.
If she was a tuba player, I'd probably...
Yeah. Clarinet, okay.
Okay.
Clarinet and the flute. Or really the girly instrument.
Number two.
If a dude here listened, even played the clarinet or the flute.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Number two. I was electrocuted and extorted in Mexico.
See, the problem is it's charter because anything is believable.
Number three.
Yeah.
I've been arrested for public intox while running home from the bar.
Which is that's a BS thing, but I believe that one.
And number four.
No, there's no way that's true because he's too fast.
Yeah.
4.3 speed, there's no way the cops can hit him.
And you know he'd have a gallon of milk to even out the alcohol. I mean.
And number four, my father-in-law has felt my balls.
Because he's probably
a doctor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, his father-in-law has definitely felt his balls. I don't believe number three at all. So it's down to the extortion. And what was the first one?
The band one makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I believe that. I say that's true in that your father-in-law has groped your balls.
How many times has he groped your balls?
Once.
One time, okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to go those two.
Because here's what's going on. They're at like a family function, and Mark is paranoid because he thinks he has a lump.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, just let my dad check it.
Yeah.
You know, and so that way he'll knock off so we don't have to worry.
Was Katie in the room while your dad was doing this?
No.
She was not. Okay.
No.
So they go into like the back bedroom. And no, but they're trying to get it so Mark's anxiety is eased so they can enjoy the family function.
Did it move, Mark?
No.
It didn't move. Okay.
No. So I'm going to vote Adam. I'm going to vote that his father-in-law touched his junk, groped it, and that what's the first one again?
The first one was
he snuck onto the bus to the band trip to hang out with the clarinet player.
Okay. I am going to also go with the fact that his father-in-law groped him. The one being arrested for a public intox, I mean, while running, makes a lot of sense. It happens a lot. But two things. Charter's really fast, as we've been told.
His cheetah-like speed.
I don't even know how the cop would have seen him, personally. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Also, I haven't been around Charter when he drinks a lot. You've been around him a little bit more. You tell me he drinks like a girl, so there's no way he was intoxicated.
He has like two beers and then chugs of milk.
Yeah, so I just, I mean, can you get a public intox if you're 0.0?
Then he eats an entire bag of Doritos.
He comes in again with a come and go, like icy, coolie, whatever, slushy, and a donut every time. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
never brings us any.
And I'm wouldn't not
eat
fat.
That. I wouldn't eat that garbage.
Oh, and that's a thing.
See, if I would eat that like that, I'd be a fatty.
Well, I said to him, I said, one of these days I'd like it if you brought me a donut. And he goes, I didn't think you were a donut guy. And I'm like, look at me. I obviously am a donut guy. But anyway, so I'm going to go with Williams's. Those are, it's boring, but those are the two ones that I'm going to go with, the first and the last.
All right. So you both got one correct. Okay.
Your father-in-law definitely groped your balls.
So my father-in-law did grab my balls. That is true. So here's the story behind it, though. I was going out for Iowa State track and needed a physical.
Okay.
Okay. And my wife, girlfriend at the time, Katie, said, just have my dad fill out the form. He does my forms all the time. So I'm like, all right. And I'm like, he just fills them out. He signs them. He's like, yeah, I don't even get the physical. He just fills them out. So I call him. I'm like, Leo.
Are you gonna get him?
I go, Leo. I'm going out for Iowa State track. I have a physical form. Can I get you to sign it for me? He goes, yep. Bring it on by the office.
But you're gonna need to drop your drawers.
So I go in with the form.
I go in with the form.
I check in at the counter.
This.
I'm like, hey, I'm here to see Leo. I go back to the room. They put me in a room so he can come in and sign it. He comes in and I'm expecting him to just sign the form, and he actually does a physical.
Did you have to bend over?
No, but Katie didn't tell me anything about that. So and as the joke goes, he just wanted to see, you know, what I was packing.
Did he send Katie like a congratulations text?
No, should have, but didn't. So that was an unexpected grope of the
Mark,
balls.
Mark, I'll sign these papers, but before.
Yeah.
So that I need was to feel your testicles.
That was very unexpected, but I had to turn the head and cough. The arrested for public intox is not true.
Okay, not true. Obviously,
we nailed that.
But it is true of someone I went to high school with, and somebody that was I won't name any names, but a former 110 high hurdle, 4A state champion, and a member of the Iowa State track team.
Nobody cares about track.
But my point is, this guy was fast, and on the Iowa State campus, he got arrested for doing this.
Wow.
Running for the cops, and the joke was that they caught him somehow, and he got arrested for public intox.
Hammered, if that was
probably was hammered.
Yeah,
but that's an absolutely true story. It just wasn't me that it happened.
Come on, name names.
Can't name names. All right. No. So, the bus with the band trip is false.
That's a great story.
Never did that.
It's something that you would do. I
probably would have done it, but I wasn't interested in any girls in the band, so that was not true. I was electrocuted and extorted in Mexico. I went to Tijuana, and in Tijuana, there was a dude walking around with a backpack, and he would charge you $1, and then he'd give you a metal handle. There's three of us. So he would pull out these two metal handles, and one of the guys grabs a metal handle, and then everyone else joins hands, and then the guy on the other end grabs a metal handle, and then he just cranks up the voltage.
That sounds awful.
He's literally wearing like a car battery on his back.
Why would you do this?
Because we were young and dumb and drunk, and he said, this will be fun. So he turns it up, and voltage just flows through all three of you like no one's business. You're going, hey, like that. And then he stops, and then we're like, do that again, because it was kind of awesome. So literally,
I hate that feeling.
You were being electrocuted in a smaller way, but it's true. Then after we left there, we went to go find our car. A buddy of mine pulled down his pants to take a leak in an alley, and these two guys that looked like cops came up. I think their badges were fake, and started talking about how we were going to Mexican jail, basically.
For peeing in the alley?
For peeing in the alley.
Well,
doesn't everybody do that there?
Well, I don't know.
In Tijuana, I mean, it's not
but
like
it became quickly evident that these guys were after money. So we had about $80 on us. We gave them the $80 and they left, and we left, and so be it. So we bribed our way out of. I don't even think they were cops, to be honest with you.
How many guys did they have versus you guys?
Two.
And you had four or two?
We had three total.
You should have just taken them.
Yeah, why didn't you just beat them up?
Because I didn't actually want to go to Mexican jail.
Yeah.
So Tijuana is a dirty place. I would never recommend you go there. At all.
I really have no desire to go to Tijuana.
You shouldn't.
What are you trying to show me?
Nick Markakis, who plays for who?
For the Atlanta Braves.
Sets record by going 393 games in the outfield without an error.
Yeah.
That's what the Braves do. They set records.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
At least we're not the Cardinals.
Cheaters.
What an embarrassing, embarrassing organization.
Is there any meat to that? Is there any meat to it?
Oh, absolutely. Those cheaters. Are you kidding me?
Here's my deal. I want there to be meat so badly.
Yeah.
so I can hammer the Cardinals, but it seems like it's like one or two guys who are at. There's no way that's like systematic. However, the fact that the FBI is so heavily involved does make you scratch your head.
Let me ask you this question on a technicality front. If I'm on a computer and I know you belong to Tinder, and I want to see what your profile looks like.
Adam's on Tinder all the time.
Okay, and I
always look in his office. He's swiping right.
And I happen to guess your password.
Yeah.
Am I a hacker? Because it sounds like there was an ex-employee that was now at the other franchise.
Correct.
And they were using what they thought maybe were his old passwords.
Hacker.
Is that hacking?
He
possibly
denied that, though. The guy denied that he had the same passwords.
Yeah.
Maybe he had tendencies. Maybe they're like, this guy always has a password related to My Little Pony, so I bet that's what it is. You know, something along
My
those
Little
lines.
Pony. That's what I should have done. I used to play with My Little Ponies.
I bet you did.
As a kid. The G.I. Joes would ride them.
It's not like it's Hugh Jackman and Swordfish hacking, I don't think, but I think it's still some sort of hacking, and I think it's definitely immoral.
Hacking by definition is going into somebody's account that you shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
That's hacking.
I think so. Why don't you, Chris? I mean, what?
Yeah. That's a light hack job. Yeah.
A light hack. Yeah.
I mean, I think hacking into someone's bank account is more severe than Tinder.
Yes. I would agree with that.
I don't know.
The bigger question to me this year aside, because the Astros have stunk lately.
Not this year though.
I know. Not this year, surprisingly.
It's been kind of a thing, though.
They're really good, but why that team?
Well, I think it's just
not even in the same league.
The common employee.
If
that guy would have gone to the Braves, they probably would have the Braves.
Why would you care what one team is doing for a draft and go to that? It doesn't make any sense to me, especially when they're not in the same league.
The Astros have been weird the last few years, though. Like, they've been like intentionally losing games.
Yeah.
To stock draft picks so they can make a run.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I think they have been.
Nobody tanks,
but we have
Williams,
to say
come on.
We have to say allegedly on here.
Yeah, you
allegedly.
Know they try their best every single game.
BS.
What? I don't like this.
All right, we got to go.
Was that an hour?
We're at 50 minutes.
Shout out to Harrison Barnes.
I wanted
little NBA love.
Aims high.
Yeah.
I wanted to promote the party one more time.
Let's do it. Yep. So next Friday, the 26th, from 6 to 10. And actually, I don't even know why you say 10. It could be 2 in the morning.
I'm not leaving till 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So
six to whenever Williams gets done drinking all the beer.
Yes. The band, John McKee
and
the Array.
How are we going to raise money at the event?
Well, okay. So Mark's a little behind the eight ball on the t-shirts, but I got my phone call in today to try to get those figured out. So we're going to try and do some t-shirts and sell some.
Can we pass in a hat? Or what's Benchwarmers? Are we going to give any money from the beer?
Yeah, we're going to get a percentage of the beer sales are going to go towards this. I had a call to Josh yesterday. He called me back. We're touching base.
So I'm going to try and get a couple of things from Iowa State. Auction off,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me remind
people. Pass the hat. I mean, I think it's more just a fun event.
This is not like we have to raise $20,000.
No. If we raise $4,000 or $5,000,
it'd
be awesome.
Anything, like, listen, this is how I'm – for every $30 we raise, basically, a kid's going to be able to walk.
So if you come, $30.
Helping one kid walk for 30 bucks.
Think about that. Did you watch the video I sent you?
Yeah, I watched it.
Watching these freaking kids in Africa who are 10 – who can't walk, and it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fixable.
It's stupid.
Like, all we need to do is just, like...
Sir, I mean, like, isn't that crazy?
It makes
change
me want to cry, honestly.
You can change a life for $30.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
The other thing to remember, too, at this party is, again, I'm extending this offer. It's still out there for Coach Prohm, who I've not heard from.
But Coach Prohm has been standing you up.
Coach Prohm has been standing me up, and apparently Coach Prohm wants all of that commission money to go into the agent's pocket instead of helping these little kids. So, hey, I don't have to write about the guy, so I can say these things. So, anyway, for someone that comes up to me at the party, if there's somebody that says, I need to sell a house, I got a buddy who needs to sell a house, I got a buddy who needs to buy a house, if there's that connection made and I know it's linked to this event, I will donate 100% of that commission back to Ponseti International. So,
you're such an ass.
So, yeah. So, it could be, you know, the price of the house obviously determines the commission, but we're talking thousands of dollars. So, hopefully, somebody out there will rack their brains and say, who do I know that needs to buy or sell? And let me know about them. And we'll give a donation that way.
MarkTurter.com.
Mark Charter Real Estate.
At Iowa Real Estate on Twitter.
Number one most recommended real estate
agent.
Well,
and here's the best part about this thing. It's not like these people have to go and say, oh, by the way, there's this scrub real estate agent that I hope you'll use because he'll donate some money. You can go and say he's the most recommended real estate agent. So not only will he do a good job for you, but he'll donate all of the commission to a charity.
It's like sending your kid to go to Duke and play for Coach K. That is you.
I like that. I mean, I like that analogy.
It would actually be more like Cal Perry, because Cal Perry's more outspoken. He's more of a shady character.
Ouch.
Mark.
Krzyzewski's really like by the book.
Yeah, you got a little dirty.
When it comes to real estate, I'm not shady.
Okay, he is the
my personal life, maybe.
As he just gets done telling about how he got extorted from Mexico.
Hey, I wasn't the one taking the leak in the alley. That was a buddy of mine. So.
Was it Harrison Barnes?
It was not. Harrison's a little younger than I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, guys, today was fun. Happy Father's Day to you both.
You too, bud. First Father's Day for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Why are you throwing shoes at me?
Yeah, sorry.
Great. Be a great weekend. What do you guys, do you have plans?
Yeah, so Sunday we're going to get up. We're going to go to church with my dad. A little brunch afterwards. A Hy-Vee brunch, Market Grill. I'll tell you what, those new Hy-Vees now, what they've redone, their breakfast is, that's a good setup, man. But we're going to do that. Then back to the house and just kind of play with the kids. I don't know what we're going to do. Julie's taking care of that. And then later on in the evening on Sunday, I'm going to go golfing with my dad and my brothers.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Booyah.
What about you, Mark?
The plan's up in the air, frankly. My wife and children might go up to the lake this weekend without me because I have to work.
That'd be awesome, though. You get the whole weekend to yourself.
Well, which isn't a horrible thing. And if that's the case, then I will try to go golf at some point. So... but we'll see. I don't know. Nothing's locked in stone at this point. So
that sounds so nice. Not that I don't love my wife and kids, but it does sound nice to have like 2 days alone by yourself.
To be able to just do whatever you want.
Just sit and quiet.
Yeah.
You can actually sit on the toilet with peace and quiet with your bag of Doritos and no one gives you any crap at
and
the
your
same
phone.
Time. And your phone.
Yeah.
And an ice cold glass of milk.
And no one says 45 minutes after you started, you can't still be going.
You don't know that. I saw the video that she put up there. That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And that, you know what? That video is really true.
It absolutely. I
by the way, almost everything matched.
8 out of 10 was just like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Good podcast.
All right. Good stuff, gentlemen. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next Friday, we'll have a podcast before then, but remember, Benchwarmers starts at 6 o'clock. We will be there until the Roosters come up the next day. For Mark Charter, for Adam Gray, I'm Chris. So long.